Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
We're back, bitches! You know, I couldn't come back from vacation without just being completely obnoxious.
That's all, thank you, goodbye.
And that's scene. It. End scene.
Yes, and.
Oh, we're back.
Let's go.
Back. It's been a minute, but we're back. We'll discuss everything that happened while we were gone coming up next and throughout the show this morning. Okay, so let's talk about Kevin Costner in the dirt this morning, who has now given his wife less than 2 weeks to move out.
What?
This divorce is getting nasty.
Oh, it's getting dirty. He said less than 2 weeks?
They always do, though. What divorce is like? These amicable people, they can shove it.
1 out of 10, maybe, but I feel you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I knew that she had filed and this was going on, and we had brought it up because Yellowstone. Like, right. He's relevant right now because he's in Yellowstone. And people love that
still
show.
Still ain't seen it, but yep.
But they were still, I haven't either, but they were still living together. And so now he's saying, all right, you got 2 weeks, get out. I'm like, ooh. Wow. And he's 68, she's 49. So technically it's like 70 and 50.
I mean, she got a lot of life left. You know what I'm saying? You know? She can go ahead and get up out of here. He's Kevin Costner needs his space. Old man got an old man now.
Mm-hmm.
This is terrible.
He was already required to set her up with another property for over $1 million.
Good.
For their contract.
Good.
So he's saying, okay, you got to get out. You know what? I want to get out. Don't you want to get out?
You want to get out in under 2 weeks? Bro, you ain't even get the formal letter of resignation. You said you got less than 2 weeks. Bye.
Well, the alternative is, do I want to live with my ex? And the answer is no. So, well, yes, I'm out.
Your ex is Kevin Costner, though. Yeah. I mean, there could be worse things.
But he's 70 now. He ain't the bodyguard anymore, DZ.
It's old Kevin now.
There's no field of dreams. Just field of nothing.
Ain't nothing left to build.
Nothing. The end. We're back.
Did you miss us?
I think you did. 103.7 Kiss FM. Where do we work again? It's Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios.
Wait.
I don't really know what's going on around here. I don't know what's happening.
Are you Ali or am I Ali?
I'm Ali.
Okay, so I'm DZ?
You're DZ.
Okay, wepa. Wepa. Okay, that's right. Wepa.
And coming back to work after like a week and a half off.
Oh, if, God. Listen, tell me we ain't need it though, man.
I needed it.
Okay, then.
So bad.
Okay, then.
We had really not taken any vacation time all year, and I had taken 2 days and you had taken 2 days, but mine was to deal with family stuff.
And mine was to
go to a wedding. Was it a wedding or
it was
bachelor
a wedding.
Party or something?
It was both. It was actually both.
We were tired, but we kicked off a new show in January.
Mm-hmm.
So like I didn't feel like we should be gone that much. Like, but we were tired.
And when was the last time you had taken a vacation before that? Because all we thinking
at
about
least
is the last
year.
Thank you.
At least a year.
Thank you. Any time taken has been for somebody else. Doing somebody else's something.
Yeah.
This was for us.
Uh-huh.
Still ended up doing stuff for other people, but
but
mentally,
It's so true. It felt good to detach and like check out, and I was very present with my kids, and that meant the world to me. The first day of my vacation, I was out with my boys. I didn't look at my phone. I didn't check social media.
Nothing.
I was there.
Wow,
when I'm not at work, I have, like, when I'm literally off, where I have nothing going on tomorrow, I can actually, like, be present with my kids.
You, what do you want to do, sons? Oh, let's go do that.
You're talking and I'm listening. Who would have thunk?
I'm present in your moment.
Oh, here we are.
And now it's our moment.
It was a good vacation. I have lots of stories to tell you. You probably have lots of stories to tell me.
Gee, something happened this morning. I'm like, we don't even need to talk about that yet. Forget all that.
DZ, I have a list of things. We're going to be talking about our vacation for like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Easily. Because I got a list.
Easily, yo. Because honestly, we spent a lot of time doing a whole bunch of random stuff. And you wrote a novel about it.
I wrote all the things down I have to tell you. These are separate things. Each line is a different
Each
thing.
Each line is a separate thing?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 stories I have to tell you.
Round
17.
Up. You got 20 stories to tell me. Round it up.
And granted, I write these down because we are on the radio and I want to tell them on the air, but I wrote down 17 stories I have to tell you from that happened.
Wow. And you know that's going to spark a whole conversation out of each 17 points.
17.
Yeah. Let's just go ahead and say that we good to go for the next couple weeks. We back, baby.
Back, everybody. And to everyone that was worried where we were, have no fear. We're here to ruin your lives all over again. We're back!
Wepa.
Oh, you thought we left. Let's talk about everybody's fourth, because normally we come in on a Monday and we're like, hey, what'd you do this weekend?
Right.
But it was a long weekend.
Very long weekend. A lot of booms and bangs.
Yeah. What did you do for the fourth? I have no idea.
My family does this nice little thing where they get to, it's my wife's family, but I'm married in, so you know.
Well, it's your family.
I'm the OG, right? So our family, they do a traditional get together where now everybody gets together at her aunt's house, my wife Erin's. Everybody goes to Northbrook, Illinois. And it's a huge block party. So that's what we did for the fourth. We whipped it down to Illinois. Yeah. Little Sammy got to do all of the things. Somebody gave him a blue cupcake that I'm pretty sure stained all of us.
Oh no. That's annoying.
Yeah. But that was our 4th of July. We spent that, and then we came home to a very, very warm house. So we put in all of the air conditioners on full blast and went to sleep.
My neighbor's air broke over the weekend.
No.
And yesterday was a scorcher.
It was bad.
I felt so bad.
Oh, it was
so
bad. It was warm for 4th of July. It was sticky. It was muggy. It was all of the things.
We went to the pool at the Princeton Club, which was packed. And
for
I was
the
like,
fourth?
I was like, can't y'all go somewhere? Don't you guys have plans? Everybody was like me. They're like, they're going to the pool.
Our plans are pool.
I'm like, well, me too, but get another plan. Get out of my pool.
He's staggering. Come on now. Oh, so we all decided to show up at the same time.
It was bumping, but they had the grill going because they got a grill out at that pool. You know,
they got a little bar outside too,
the
right?
The bar was bumping.
It was popping, huh?
It was good. And then we had already gone to the 4th of July festival in New Berlin on the first day. So we had done the 4th of July
stuff. You ain't need to do it all back to back to back.
And who doesn't hear the fireworks outside of their window all night last night?
That's how I fell asleep last night.
To fireworks.
Every time I looked at the clock, I was like, dang, what time is it? 12.
So
dang, what time is it? 1. Dang, what time is it? 1:40. That's when the last firework went off at like 1:40 a.m.
That's crazy. Can't you do that at 9? Like, why can't you shoot your fireworks at 8?
Oh, they started at 9. They just didn't run out. Because you got to think, I live over by Humboldt Park in Bayview.
Yeah.
So they had their fireworks last night.
Yeah.
Other places had them on the 3rd or whatever. Mm-hmm. Some places ain't going to do them till today.
New Berlin was last night at 10 o'clock, and I went, 10 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
I got to work.
Mm-hmm. So 9 p.m. at Humboldt over in Bayview, kicked it off, and then all the surrounding houses went, us too, until we run out.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I almost went outside and started yelling stuff at people.
I gotta work in the morning!
Some of us have lives and jobs and children!
That's how you know you got old, when you gotta tell people to stop the fireworks. Oh, anyway. All right, 414-533-1037. We're excited to talk to everybody again. It's been a minute. I want to hear how their fourth was, how everyone's doing. Let's take their calls next, mm-hmm. yeah? All right, we're in. 414-533-1037. I have to remember how to look at our texts.
We say hello.
I have to learn how to turn on my computer again. How
do we
work?
Answer the phone?
I don't know. We're back for half a week. Thank God that's it. DZ just said off the air, I'm eating my beef sticks for breakfast. DZ just said we have so much to talk about. We didn't talk about our improv.
Nope.
We didn't talk about the fact that we had our performance on vacation. We didn't talk about Summerfest. I've been to Summerfest. I haven't been here to even talk about it, really.
Oh, damn, right.
We haven't talked about anything.
I haven't had the chance to go to Summerfest. I've been doing so much.
And I don't know if you know this, but like in less than a week, we're going to be out at Franklin Field.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
At the Milkman
Christmas in July.
Christmas in July.
That's right. July 11th. That's when it is.
My child heard that on the radio and asked me. He goes, Mom,
can we go?
And I go, yeah, you're going, obviously. Hello.
But he didn't know what Christmas in July was?
No, he wanted to know. He heard that we were doing that because he was in the car listening to the radio, and he goes, what are you doing? I go, how do you know about Christmas in July? He goes, I heard it on the radio.
Heard you talking about it, Mom.
But we'll be talking about that this weekend.
Of course. We got plenty other things to talk about before we get to that.
For sure. But the problem is it's in 6 days, DZ. So we'll get, you heard me.
Wait, what day is it today?
6 days.
Oh my gosh.
We're going to be there in 6 days.
Word.
Okay, so let's go straight to the phones because let's start with our girl, Amanda in Racine, because we have to shout her out and Saucy Sandra, who we'll get to.
Hey.
How can we not come back from vacation without a little Amanda in our lives?
Gotta turn down for nothing because we stay up.
Turn down for nothing.
Amanda, it's good to hear your voice.
You too. I had to dust off the phone number.
Rah, rah, rah.
We were only gone a week. You guys are crazy. You know what?
414-533-1037. Quit playing with us.
I had to dust off the phone number. But I forgot.
How was your fourth, Amanda? Yeah. What'd you guys do?
We did the water park with Savannah, so that was fun.
Which water park?
No, there's one by my house, like a half a mile away.
Ooh, that's
nice. SC Johnson Aquatic Center.
Oh, I've been there. Nice. I've been there. That's great. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All the splash pads for the kiddos.
Brand new.
So you had a pool day, kind of like me, Amanda. Thank you for coming to our improv performance. By the way,
yes, it was so good. No, you guys did amazing.
I don't know about that, but thank you for coming.
Like y'all were guessing.
Laughing, crying, you were so good.
Really?
I could not stop crying. Laughing. Yeah, you guys are amazing.
Maybe we should go into improv.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe we should do another class, DZ.
What's up?
Yeah, class 102.
102, what's up?
Well, Amanda, thanks for calling. It's good to hear your voice. We'll be talking to you the rest of this week. And thanks for coming to our improv show.
Love you back. Bye. That's right. Dope.
That is dope. Mike is in Hartford this morning. Everybody's got a theme song because they're all having to dust off the phone number this morning. We're back.
Wait, who's Mike?
Shots fired.
You know it's all love, big dog. What's the word?
What'd you do yesterday?
So we got a little plastic pool for Eileen, and she was playing in it because I had filled it up on Monday after I got done with work. And so the water was nice and warm. And then we went over to my uncle's, and we're swimming in his pool, and he's got, like, the metal frame pool. And I looked at Kathleen. I was like, we're going to probably have to buy one of these. And so did a little searching and got a pool for over 50% off.
What?
Mike said, I went out and bought a pool on the 4th of July, because what the hell? Why not?
Talking about 4th of July savings.
I got to do some modifications to my yard and stuff like that. So it'll be up for next year.
Okay.
But
Teasy.
I bought it on sale, and I was like, over 50% off, I will take it.
That's a steal. And anything for the babies, because you know it's for the baby.
Yep. And the plan is to have a second kid, so we'll get plenty of years out of it. And it's big enough for us to float around in it and just enjoy it.
That's all that matters.
So,
well, you know, I went to the Princeton Club's pool. Mike went out and bought a whole damn pool.
He said, I ain't going to the Princeton Club. I'm going to just buy it.
So what the heck?
Big Why Dog not? Got it like that. He said, nah, listen, I don't need your pool. I got my own. And I know he's probably planning to build a nice little deck around it or something.
I want to build like a swim up bar with like a little patio thing.
I knew he was going to go crazy with it.
Oh, it's on. It's on. It won't get built till the kids are 13 because you're going to be busy, but it will get built.
Hey, if my help expedites the process,
Mike, let me know. I'll come dig.
Good, we'll do.
Mark my word, July 5th, 2023, that swim up bar will not be done until 2035. I'm calling
it
now.
I'm putting it on the calendar right now. It will be done next 4th of July.
Liar.
We'll check back in. Sure will. Mike, we appreciate you, man.
Yep, have a good day, guys.
You too, later.
All right, Saucy Sandra showed up at our improv performance over our vacation. Let's pull her up. She was sitting there. I looked in the crowd. There's Amanda and Racine and Saucy Sandra with sunglasses on at our improv show.
Hey there, hey.
Saucy was trying to be low. She was trying to keep
different.
It.
She is. Thanks for coming out and seeing us and supporting when we did our improv show.
Oh my God,
for
real. No problem. It was fun. You guys are funny.
And brought fam with too. She's like, you know, I couldn't come alone. Brought the squad. Listen, it was awesome to see so many people there to support.
It was.
Oh yes, Kelly was there from Sussex.
Kelly in Sussex was there. I was so happy she came. That's my girl.
And your boys, they're always cute and a fun time.
Owen and Hudson were there, which I can't wait to talk about their front row seats when we finally do talk about improv. And let's not forget, DZ's child was there.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, yes, I seen your child and your wife. They were walking out and I go, wait a second, that DZ child, I know that kid.
That's a kid. He was going, Papa, Papa.
I know that menacing look anywhere. That looks like DZ's face.
Right? True story.
Oh, wait, is that DZ? It's his kid. It's his kid. Looks like him.
Yeah. The one screaming Papa was my kid for sure.
We got on the stage for the first 20 minutes. Papa, Papa,
wow, Papa.
So cute.
Hi.
Wait, we don't even know what Sandra did for the 4th. We've been talking about ourselves the whole time. Who would have thought?
Well, that's what Saucy does. She just be getting into the group, and all of a sudden, we in the mix, just talking back and forth, not even realizing what we're supposed to be doing. Saucy, what did you do?
What'd you do for the 4th?
I didn't think the pools would be open, so I went out to Pewaukee Beach.
Ooh, beach day.
I saw people were out there. I bet the beach was packed. Goodness. I bet it was packed.
So packed, but then it rained and it wasn't packed.
Oh.
But then the fireworks came.
Yeah.
And it was packed again.
Where did you watch? Did you watch in Waukesha?
No, right on the beach in Pewaukee.
Oh, you stayed in Pewaukee till the fireworks. Oh, nice.
That's fine. Because we did the Waukesha fireworks. Those were on the 3rd, though.
Oh, you did them.
Lowell
that
Park.
That was on Monday. Yeah.
Nice. We popped out there real quick. Some friends were like,
We were in New Berlin on that day, though. We went to that family fest in New Berlin.
I was at the festival in New Berlin.
What?
I missed you.
Yes. There was this band, The Now or something, playing. And I seen them a couple weeks back out in Macquarie. So I was like, hey, they were really good.
Nice.
And we all crossed paths and didn't see each other.
We didn't even see each other.
Man. We got to get back to it. What's wrong with us?
Mm-hmm. Right? All right. We need to get our caw going.
Family unite. All right, Sandra, we'll talk to you later.
We appreciate you.
Have a good day, guys.
You too, bye.
Much love, bye.
Unless we talk to you at 8:30. Cuckoo!
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
It's time for you to give some advice.
Yeah.
We didn't say it's good advice. We just said it's advice.
I never promised to help you with your problems. I just said bring them to us and I'll try to solve it, you know?
All right, DZ, what's the problem today?
Sam wrote in. And Sam wrote in about Summerfest. Said, yo, myself and my best friends had agreed to go to Summerfest to see a band we all love. The problem is that two of them currently are not speaking to one another. However, they're all still trying to go to the show, just as long as it's not with the person they don't want to be there.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I've tried to convince them to get over it, but it's not working, and I don't want to be in the middle of it anymore. I also still want to go to the show. What should I do? What would you do, Sam?
All right. So, break it down, basically. There's a concert.
A group of friends have agreed to go to a Summerfest show, to a concert. Now, as it's approaching, I'm sure, because Summerfest is going entering its last week.
Last weekend, right?
Yep. So, now they want to go, but they don't want to go with the friends that are arguing. But everybody still wants to go. So what do you do in this scenario? Mm. They've tried to tell the friends, listen, get over it. We can all go together, blah, blah, blah.
What do you think they should do?
Not go.
Really?
Skip it. If it's going to be a headache, I can guarantee you, you're going to have another opportunity, hopefully, going to mm-hmm. have another opportunity to see whatever band it is you're looking to go see. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to say don't go to Summerfest. I think you should still go to Summerfest, but don't go to the show. Mm-hmm. Skip it. Or go alone.
Yeah.
Go by yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, what would I do? I wouldn't go. I'd be like, well, oh, well. I'm kind of in the same boat because I don't know if you remember, but Grupo Niche, a Colombian group, is coming to perform.
Is that this weekend?
That is this week.
It's on.
The problem is, both of my parents are trying to go. Neither of them get along.
Ah!
So, and they both, you know what I'm saying? So now I'm over here stuck between like, which side, where do we?
It's very similar.
Now I don't even want to go no more. Now I'm like, oh, well.
Because you don't want to deal with the drama.
I don't. I'm not trying to deal with the back and forth. I'm not trying to have one parent stage left, another parent stage right, and be bopping back like, I'm basically giving myself advice here. Don't go.
Yeah.
Skip it.
You're like,
forget about it.
Well, that's what you would do. Because you're saying, I'm going through this, and that's what I want to do. I don't want
to
go.
I'm not looking to deal with it.
What would DZ do? You wouldn't go.
I wouldn't go.
Okay.
Straight up. I would not go. Sorry.
I would just ignore everyone and live in my little happy bliss and act like no, there's no problems.
You'd still go?
I would just pretend. I'm not kidding. I would literally be like, happy, happy thoughts.
My world's fine. Forget all y'all.
I don't care that you guys don't like each other and have problems. I'm moving on with my life.
I'm going to go get another drink.
Look, there's Sazes. Here I come. Miller Lite Tent. Here I come. You have problems. I don't care.
JoJo's Martini Lounge. Where you at?
I'm drinking away all my problems. It works every time.
It works every time.
Just get a drink. You'll forget about all your problems. Come on.
Yeah, fam. I'm not going. I'm not going. I'm not stressing myself out. You've already tried. You've already hit them up. Man, clearly they're being petitious.
Yeah.
Get up out of there, man.
Petitious. I missed you, DZ. I missed your words.
Miss me making up words? I'm back.
414-533-1037. What would you do? We know what DZ would do, which is just not go. Your friends are making the concert situation bad. You're
all
supposed
to go.
Who
wants to go to a bad concert?
Telling you, get a drink and live in bliss in the corner. Act like nobody exists. That's the alley method.
We'll
take your calls and your texts next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
Okay, I forgot to tell you that we have an iPad for you. We have iPads every day this week.
I was trying to keep that.
I'm sorry.
I was trying to keep the iPad.
7:30, another keyword for you to enter on our website and possibly win an iPad today. We're giving away one a day today, tomorrow, and Friday.
Let's go.
Because short work week, you're welcome.
I mean, we got to keep it pumping, right? Who doesn't want an iPad to start their summer off?
Thank you.
Get them kids off your back. Let them get on an iPad.
Thank you.
It's inevitable. Trust me.
That'll be tomorrow's What Would You Do? My kids won't leave me alone.
Give them the iPad.
Give them the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Enter the keyword. Okay, so the problem today was that friends are going to a show at Summerfest.
Yeah, Sam's got BFFs, and those BFFs are actually anti-BFFs right now. Mm-hmm. They all had already agreed to go to a show, but now basically nobody wants to go together. Everybody still wants to go to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Sam asked for advice. What should she do? I said, don't go. Skip it. Screw it, man. I'm not putting myself into that peril for nothing.
Well, Rochelle is in Kenosha, and she's got some input this morning. Rochelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Sounds like she's in a wind tunnel. There we go.
She's Rochelle. Running from them friends.
What would you do, Rochelle?
It seems like it's a big friend group. So I would say the two that are fighting, just say, look, you guys can't work it out. You're not coming and the rest of us are going.
Mm. Ooh, uninvite the ones that are arguing.
Ah.
Right.
Dang. Well, maybe that'll force them.
I mean, it's a lesson learned. And is it really that big of, I mean, like, what is it? Is it that important for them to fight over something? It could be stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it could be so
That's
bad.
I said, just get a drink and live in bliss off to the side. What's wrong with everybody? Screw them.
It's a big deal. They got to be young, though. You know, no ages were specified, but they got to be young if they're worried
about this
during Summerfest. Who argues for Summerfest?
You're not wrong, DZ, because I'm at the point in my life now where I'm like, I don't care about none of y'all. I got the old lady. Get off my lawn.
Blank y'all and them kids.
Oh, you're having a bad night? I don't care. Give me a drink. Yep. F them kids. That's right.
No, Rochelle, go ahead and drop the right side of this one.
Yeah.
Instead of excluding yourself, exclude the people that are going to make the night non-enjoyable so you can still enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm,
somebody texted in and said, did someone write in about me and my friend that are arguing right now? Because we all went to Sean Paul at Summerfest. The night ended bad.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Interesting.
Maybe it was about y'all.
I don't know.
But Rochelle, we appreciate your call and great input, too.
Yes, have a great day.
You too, bye.
All right, so basically you say don't go.
Don't go. Rochelle probably had better advice and said uninvite the friends that are causing the problems.
Yeah, well, I say get drunk. I have horrible advice. You know what? This is why I shouldn't have come back from vacation.
I say get drunk.
This is horrible advice. Don't listen to me ever, okay? The end.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. If you want to go to the website 1037kissfm.com, we're giving away an iPad today. The keyword for last hour was lie, L-I-E. We'll have another one coming up at 7:30 right before Am I the Jerk? Another chance to win an iPad.
You enter it at 1037kissfm.com. That's where you pull up on it to get the iPad.
Yes.
Well,
welcome
to
back.
Try to win.
We're back, everybody. Get ready.
It's go time.
Some like that.
I was shocked how many people noticed we were gone.
Really?
Yes.
Come on, you know people love us.
Do they? Are they drunk? Like, why are they sober? Who are these people?
No, I had a feeling that people were going to be at us like, wait, hey, what are y'all doing? Where are you guys at?
Where you been?
How come you haven't told us in a couple days that you love us, huh? Getting all sensitive about it.
Dude, we finally took a vacation because we started the show in January. And I was like, it's time. Like, DZ, I'm getting burnt out. And I love our job, but I get to the point. When you start to get to the point where you don't want to get up anymore, you just need a couple days to check out.
You
know
talk
what I mean?
So much, and we were constantly like crafting these thoughts and ideas, and not saying we're like geniuses over here and like great at communicating. By no means am I a perfect being, but we talk every day. Mm-hmm. And when you consistently wake up very early in the morning in an entertainment field at the butt crack of dawn to talk and talk and talk and talk for hours on end, you get to burn out real quick. And then all of a sudden, you go home, and guess what you got to keep doing?
Talking.
Doing stuff.
You know what I told our boss? I go, I love our job. I go, I just don't want to think. I go, it's one day. I just don't want to think for a day. Like, I want nothing. I still had responsibilities. I went home and look what happened. I still had responsibilities at the end of the day. But it was nice to just, I felt like I was more present with my kids because I wasn't thinking about social media and things we have to do for work. I wasn't worried about what we were doing tomorrow on the show.
Right.
I didn't care. I was just living my life, and I went, whoa, I haven't done this in a minute.
Do you feel like you used your time wisely while you were off?
Yes.
For sure.
I think.
You know what I'm saying? Like, do you feel like you were productive to a degree, you will?
Do you?
Man, as much as I'd like to say what I would have liked to have done is used every single day to pack. Now, you know, as you guys know, we're planning on moving. Really, regardless, no matter what shakes out of this the next couple weeks, we got to be out of our place by August. So,
did you guys pack over your...
We did pack.
You did.
But how do you pack when you considerably are still living inside the home? It's not like we're packing and moving right away.
It's the worst.
We still got clothes that we got to wear. We're still cooking in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. We're still sitting on the couches and using the televisions. Our kid is still playing with all his toys.
Yeah.
So it's like we packed what we could, got rid of what we could. What we really started doing was just kind of backlogging things that we hadn't done. So it's like, okay, going through the closet, getting rid of some stuff for Goodwill.
Start throwing things out. The worst part of moving is the very end when you realize how much stuff you have left. And you think you put a dent in it, and then you get down to the end, you're like, wow, we need 20 more boxes. I thought we were done, but we're not.
Our room is pretty packed up for the most part, right? Like, we went through and packed up, like, the nightstand stuff, the junk drawer stuff. One of our rooms in our house is filled with about half full of boxes. I still don't feel like we're more than 20% packed. And that feels crazy, man. Yeah. Like, there's nothing that you could do that's going to tell me or make me feel like packing is my favorite part.
Packing's the worst.
It's my least favorite part about moving, the packing. I will move all day long. We helped friends move while we were on vacation.
What?
We helped friends move.
You are so much nicer than me. Hell to the nah.
I will help you move every day of the week. I'll move a couch. I'll move the bed. I don't care if it's hot. I don't care if it's cold. I'd rather move boxes than pack them. Straight up.
It's one or the other for you.
Ew.
Yeah. I'm totally, you know, you get to that age where you're like, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm paying someone. I'll always pay. I'll always pack, but I will pay someone to move if I can.
I told my wife that too. I was like, I'm
I'm ready to pay.
Too old for this. Yeah.
Two men in a truck.
I'll take
one dude in a pickup. What's up? I don't even care.
100%. Like, hey, bro.
What's up?
Hey, guy listening with a pickup. You're it.
Who wants to make $20?
20. You only get one 30. Run. 30 bucks. Well, I'm glad you got some packing done over your vacation.
We needed to. Yeah. It wasn't even a choice, G. I would have been so much more mentally exasperated had we not.
Yeah.
Because my wife's on vacation now. She's a teacher. Mm-hmm. So she's got the summer off. She can slowly start to do a little bit this and that.
Yeah.
I wanted to really hit the ground running. Like, I'm an extremist to that degree where I'm like, I don't want to do it slowly. I want to do it and have it done now.
Yeah.
Right now.
I got you on that.
Here we are.
I'm the same way. We're impatient, and then it needs to be done at this moment.
It's
like I don't pay attention to it, but it's got to be done now.
Right now. And we're going. We're running. Yeah, exactly.
Last minute Sally. It's so relatable. All right. Well, we'll keep you updated on DZ's move. We'll tell you more stories about vacation because I literally wrote down 17 stories. 17, I have to tell you. This is how many things. Well, you haven't seen your friends in a week and you got stories to tell.
Girl, let me tell you.
And I'm so old, I got to write them down. So I'm like, girl.
Allie said, do I got a story for you.
Let me write this one down. Here we go.
And you know I can't wait to hear them.
I've always got good stories. Okay, coming up next, another Kiss keyword. We're giving away an iPad today. And then we will do Am I the Jerk? So that's all coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Your chance to win an iPad. Minutes away. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, this is short and sweet, but I feel like it's a relatable problem for people that have jobs.
So short and sweet, the opposite of us.
It's from a guy named Mikey, and it says, am I the jerk for telling my boss I need different equipment? Hold on, though. Hear him out. He said, this is, gosh, it's so written by a dude. Three lines.
What's wrong with that?
Three lines. This is the you can always send these to Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. It says, am I the jerk for telling my boss I need different equipment? So my boss, Joe, was telling me that I had to mulch a whole park with a shovel. And I told him, no, I need a skid steer. And he said, no, it's your job to do this. Then I told him, but we have equipment for a reason. Am I the jerk for this? Thanks, Mikey. Hmm. Okay, first I read this and I went, this is the weirdest, shortest Am I the Jerk? And I went, wait, no, hold on. This is relatable.
It's very relatable.
People all the time have to go to work and do their job with not the most efficient things.
Could be outdated equipment.
And it makes us crazy, right?
But yet somehow we got to deal with it or do it.
If the Wi-Fi doesn't work.
Oh, God.
Which is ironic. In a building, it's a radio station. If the Wi-Fi is not working and people know what I'm talking about, you want to scream, someone give me the equipment to do my job. Give me some Wi-Fi.
Right.
But they're going to be like, you got Wi-Fi.
When the microphone just will randomly fall
and I'm like,
or it breaks and you're like, oh my gosh, what is going on with this? I kind of need this.
But Allie, you have a microphone. It's not the problem.
But I got to hold it in my hand because it won't stay on the stand, right? And then it happens that every time you feel like if something isn't going to be relevant, you think about it long enough, you go, oh no, that's super, super relevant. Mm-hmm. When you don't have the equipment to do the work or the work correctly, it's annoying.
The most efficient way is really what it is. Because he can mulch what he
with
has
a
to
shovel?
Mulch. He can't. This is my point. Mikey can't. The boss gave him something to be able to do it, but what the
boss
hell?
Hates Mikey.
Clearly.
You got to do a field with a shovel? Dog, I couldn't do a section with a shovel. I need the skid steer also, sir.
I mean, seriously, what would you do?
That'd be tough, G, because are you kind of the jerk for bringing it up? Don't you think your boss knows that you'd probably be better suited with other equipment? Sure.
Probably.
Does your boss have the ability to get you that equipment, though?
I don't know.
Exactly.
But you know what? Not my problem. That's what, as the employee, I'd be like, not my problem. It's the person above me can't afford what I need to do my job. Figure it out,
it
right?
It kind of is your problem because you just got to do the job that you're told to do.
Exactly.
I say you got to shut up and do it, man. I'm not saying shut up and dribble, but you were giving the tool that they gave you. If you can do that job, do it. You're going to build some muscle, Mikey.
Yeah.
You a little bit of a jerk for saying something to the boss, dog.
Yeah, it's a matter of can you basically say something to your boss when you don't have the equipment you want or need? That's really the question. Is he the jerk for stepping up to his boss and saying, give me something else to do this because I can't mulch with a shovel.
I think so.
You think he is? He should have just done the job.
Should have just done it.
A good employee would have just done it.
Would have just done it. Sure, they probably could have said something still, but you would have done it.
What if he office spaced him and then like things changed? What if you actually told people your complaints and something changed?
What do you mean office spaced him?
Oh, you've never seen that movie. I'm too old. Never mind. You've never seen Office Space?
No.
It's about this guy who just loses it one day and walks into his corporate desk job and loses it on everybody and ends up getting good things start happening. Like he goes off on management and they promote him.
Oh.
It's a dream, right?
Okay. Oh, it's definitely a like, dream because that's not how it goes.
No.
Let me tell you that.
Imagine walking into your boss's office and going, this is what I hate about this place. And they go, you know what? You have a great vision. You're promoted. That's
You're
what
promoted.
The movie's about.
Okay.
So it's really funny.
Yeah, no, that sounds goofy because that's never going to happen.
No, it's never going to happen.
He's definitely the jerk for going and saying that. You should have just done the job that you were told to do with the equipment you were given to do it with.
Okay.
Forget efficiency. You were handed something to do it with.
Well, we'll take calls and texts next. 414-533-1037. To everyone texting, they missed M.I. the jerk. So did we, and it's back, baby. So there we go. Is Mikey the jerk for telling his boss he needs different equipment to do his job?
Is
he? Okay, we'll take your calls and texts next. 103.7 Kiss FM with a little Post Malone. This is Chemical. Oh, wait, he's going to be in town.
When?
In 2 weeks.
What?
He's going to be in Alpine Valley.
Oh, yeah, we gave tickets.
Hello.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. M.I. the jerk.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Mikey wrote in three lines to Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. He said, am I the jerk for telling my boss I need different equipment? He said, my boss was telling me I had to mulch a whole park with a shovel. I told him, no, I need a skid steer. He said, no, it's your job. Do this. And I said, but we have the equipment for a reason. So am I the jerk for stepping up to my boss and saying I need different equipment?
Boss was just keeping Mikey busy, man. Mikey seems and sounds like a handful.
Or Mikey's just trying to be efficient, which who can't relate to that?
Mikey must not get paid by the hour.
Telling ya. Kelly is in Sussex this morning. Let's pull her up and her theme song. Ah, Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
The right stuff. Hey, Kelly, is Mikey the jerk for telling his boss he needs different equipment, saying this isn't working for me?
I do not think he's a jerk, especially with this heat. You have to work smarter, not harder.
Yes.
See,
sometimes you have to stand up for yourself.
We're thinking like Mikey wrote this in for today, about today. It's 90 degrees today. Who knows if it was 90 degrees when Mikey was mulching the park?
Oh, now you're making excuses, huh? Now we're making excuses.
But you should still work smarter, not harder.
I agree. And I thought COVID taught us all that. Did we not learn that with COVID? Like, you don't need to be at work for 9 hours. Like,
exactly.
Come on, figure it out, people. Or you can work from home for 13. Because it takes longer because you're at home. Cleaning and cooking, right? Let's be real.
Because you're ignoring your duties because you're at home, right?
So what? That's not the point.
But Kelly said, not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Smarter, not harder, man.
Yep, I'm with you. Thanks, Kelly.
Yep, have a good day.
You too, bye.
She's right. If you don't stand up for yourself at work at some point and go, hey, there's better ways to do this, they'll never evolve. How does a workplace evolve if people aren't?
I get the evolution, right? But at the same time, we don't know the conditions that other workers are in. We don't know if the skid steer, if they even got one, is already in use. If you don't got one to use, I'm sorry, Poppy, you're going to have to use this shovel. I got nothing else for you.
And
sucks.
It may take longer, but oh well.
Sucks.
Tanya is in Kenosha this morning. She's got her own theme song. Call 5 days in a row, you get your own theme song, baby. Tanya, good morning.
Hey!
Morning.
So Kelly said, not a jerk. Work smarter, not harder. Do you think Mikey's a jerk for telling his boss, hey, I need different equipment. I can't work like this.
Can't work under these conditions.
You can ask, but you can't tell. That's your job. Jerkity jerk.
Oh!
Yeah, let's go.
She's not wrong.
Right?
You can ask, but
and
you cannot.
You know, who knows if how long he's been with this company. Mm-hmm. Maybe he needs to prove his worth first, or maybe the company's new. You gotta invest first.
So really, it's about approach.
Right.
It's not that you can't say, I need a skid steer. It's how you say it.
You can't demand it. No, I need different equipment. Well, we ain't got it, so here's a shovel.
I could do this in a shorter amount of time and get onto your next project, boss.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do this for the next one. Let's consider this investment.
Right.
That's how it's done.
Time is money.
That's how it's done. Tanya showing us how it's
done.
You
want to get to the boss, talk about money.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be like, oh, you said money?
Oh, time is money. You are right.
Mm-hmm.
I love that answer, though. Yes, the jerk. We're split.
Thanks, Tanya.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Bye.
Wow. Well, guess who's going to come in as the tiebreaker?
Who?
It's so appropriate because she works in landscaping.
Oh, it's only right.
Saucy Sandra.
Different.
Always out there with the boys.
Yeah, I'm different.
Hey, girl.
Yeah, I'm different. Hey, girl. Hey.
Honestly.
Hey, DZ. Hey.
Hey.
We have no idea which way you're going on this, Saucy.
I see both.
I could see you going either way. Is Mikey the jerk for telling the boss I need different equipment to do this mulching?
I will tell you what, Mikey. You are not the jerk. And here is the reasoning behind that. Your boss is pretty much setting you up for failure. Oh. You know, I've had bosses like that too, and they keep their equipment. It's like, why do we even have it if we're not going to use it?
Oh, they're babying it. They're scared to give the equipment to the people below them.
Exactly.
So they hold it and they don't actually use it.
So Mikey's irresponsible with the skid steer.
So
got
what?
It.
You use it as a lawn ornament or what? Like, come on. But like the last one. And Kelly said, work smarter, not harder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how we roll.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike, I have been there. I feel your pain. Find a new job. Just saying.
Okay.
Unfortunately, sometimes these bosses, they don't understand because, hey, they're not out here. They're not the ones who are mulching. So
that's
you really
true.
Think that they care? No, they're sitting in the air-conditioned office.
You know what Mikey needs?
They don't know what it's like.
He needs an episode of that show, Undercover Boss, to come back where the boss does his work and then
yes.
the boss changes everything because they realize what they've been putting
in. I love that show.
Maybe
that
we
show
should get some more skid steers.
That show was so good. Why did we get rid
it
of that
really
show?
It really was. I don't know.
I feel like you still see it around in syndication and
replays.
Stuff. Like replays, right.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
It was a good show.
My favorite was the Darius Rucker one. I can't even lie. And he's not even a boss, but that was pretty dang cool one.
I didn't see that one. Look.
Oh my gosh, he is such a nice man. But anyway, not to get off onto that tangent.
Enough about Hootie and the Blowfish.
We ain't talking about Hootie.
Right?
We talk about Mikey, not Hootie.
Right?
Saucy.
Mikey, you are not the jerk.
Boom.
There say less. Thank you, Saucy.
Bye, Sandra.
No problem. Much love, guys.
Bye, love. Dang.
Not the jerk today.
I'm not going to lie. I thought Saucy was going to go the other way.
Really?
I could see both, but I thought she was going to say jerk because she's about the grind.
Yeah.
You're giving what you're giving. You get what you get and you don't throw a fit. Thank you.
That part. All right. Well, thanks everybody for giving your input. We see your texts and your calls and I can read them all. People are saying that it is not necessarily the jerk. He should have said it. It would be more efficient to have this other equipment, but still did the work with the shovel.
Touche.
Fine. All right. There we go. By the way, another KISS keyword coming up 8:30 to win an iPad. Oh, 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. We're back.
Like we never even left. Did you miss us?
Yes.
I did. I missed the homie, for sure.
I was so checked out. My sister came to town.
That's right. I ain't even get to meet her. I'm not going to call you out, even though I just did.
I can't believe you've never met my sister. Like, how have you never met her?
We were so busy.
Oh, my God.
Like, at one point in time, in my head, I was like, Allie, I should text a homie. I should really just be like, yo, what up?
I had those moments, too, where it's not that I don't love you and care about you, but I went, oh, yeah, DZ, what's he up to?
What are you doing? Like, I wonder what you're up to with your life right now.
It's not that I don't want to talk to him, but we see each other every day. He's busy. I'll let him live his life on vacation. And we texted here and there.
Right.
You know?
But it's like, I knew your sister was in town. It's not like we didn't see one another because we did our improv show and everything mm-hmm. while we were out. Mm-hmm. So we did see one another. But it really was like, for a hot second, I went, oh my gosh, there's an outside world again. Like,
right.
We were so busy just trying to... Not even vacation. We were just trying to pack. We were just trying to do.
You were busy.
We was busy. Mm-hmm. And I knew you were busy because you had fam in town too. Mm-hmm.
Did you by any chance, I know you're not, you stay off social media, DZ. I have to kick your butt to get on it. Did you see any of my saga in my backyard on vacation? Did you see any of what happened?
Embarrassingly, no.
No, come
I didn't.
It's fine.
My wife might have.
Well, then you're the first one that you'll get to hear about this first time.
What happened? Wait, does this have to do with the...
The deer.
With Bambi?
Bambi was back. Are you ready for this? Bambi had a baby in my yard. That deer that was in my yard weeks.
And
I was documenting it on Instagram, then Facebook, and people were into it.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, wake up one day, the mom's staring in my window. Staring. Even my sister saw it. My sister came from California. I go, Penny, look.
Look.
I'm not making this up. The mom's staring in the window at us. There came the baby. She was hiding the baby in the back of my yard behind some trees. She was hiding the baby back behind my shed, too.
Tucked behind the shed.
And the baby couldn't jump the fence. So if I went to check on her, she freaked out. I'd hear the paws on the the baby deer was trying to jump over the fence and couldn't.
Couldn't because they're like, tiny.
I was like, honey, I'm not messing with you. Like,
no,
single,
baby, no, 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 no. Right.
I'm a mom. Like, I'm not touching it. You. And every time the mom would look me in the eyes, I'd be like, yo, single mom to single mom, I'm not messing with your baby.
Eye contact. Y'all good? You need anything? Warm blankets, some milk? What's up?
It was like the mom knew to have the baby in my backyard. It was your, the weirdest.
Your yard was probably the most protective space for her.
I guess.
And she felt that and knew that. She saw the fact that you had boys and were like, you know what? This mama done raised her kids right. I'm sure I can raise my kids near her kids.
No, she saw the fact that I don't mow the lawn enough. And she thought, well, nobody's here.
Free food.
She's like, one, we got weeds to eat. Two, nobody mows the lawn. Nobody lives here. The lawn hasn't been mowed in 2 weeks. Nobody lives here.
Oh, this place is definitely abandoned. Oh, this is abandoned. Ain't nobody here.
Wait, there's a woman and a kid?
That's what she was staring at. I was like, oh my God, people live here.
I wondered if she thought my house was abandoned at one point.
You know she didn't. I'm going to say that your house probably gave her the most like safety, the most coverage. Because if she was behind the shed, in between a fence, think about that. That's two places that's going to give your baby, your doe, a buffer. Protected from the elements and from any predators.
Now I think the baby has finally like gotten up and walked away. Because now it's not in the backyard anymore. Because it would come back. Now it's walking on. It could barely walk the first couple days.
Right.
And
oh,
now
yeah,
it's
that's
walking.
Right.
But the mom was eating off my berry tree the other day. And she was like staring at me. And then I was like, oh my gosh. And then I thought, Bella used to eat all those. This is my first summer without a dog.
That's right.
Yes, having all these emotions. So now I got a deer having a baby in my backyard. I have a bird's nest like you in my pergola.
You got a bird's nest in your pergola? Oh my God.
Get rid of it.
It's got to go.
They're literally flying like whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And I said, is this the National Geographic in my backyard? I'm not kidding. What is going on back there?
You're going to have to enter the photos into the Nat Geo contest for the photo of the year.
Seriously, baby rabbits?
Y'all got to hold on. You out here Snow White in the backyard.
Everything is fertile, including your wife, who's having another baby.
That show is right, man.
And for once, you got her pregnant in your own yard. That had nothing to do with my yard.
Well, we were in a house, but...
I believe you.
But no, that's a whole nother thing. We are having another baby.
If you missed it, before we went on vacation, DZ and his wife having another baby. There you go. Deer in the backyard. I've told you the story. I'm moving on with my life now.
I appreciate the saga because I did wonder. Because I felt like we didn't get another update. Like we talked about it, and then it was like, who knows? It didn't look pregnant. I don't know.
We
had already had the baby.
Yeah, already had the baby and was just staring me down.
Oof.
Hiding the baby in my yard.
Trying to keep it safe.
I'm harboring, and I'm here for it.
Harboring?
I'm here for it.
would you have brought the deer inside? Say
Hell
something happened.
No.
Something happened and like, you know, whatever.
No.
Mom
no.
unfortunately crossed the road at the
no.
wrong time. You
no.
would have brought the baby deer
and
inside?
And you know why? One word, tick.
Oh.
Deers carry ticks. I'm not interested in that. The amount of people I've seen who've ended up with Lyme disease in the past like 5 years from tick bites.
From ticks.
They freak me out now, man.
Oh.
I don't even want to mess with them.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely wouldn't have done it, but I would have expected you to have done it.
Crazy? Get out of here with that.
I wouldn't have even considered ticks. I just don't like animals like that.
Well, I mean,
ooh.
I want to watch them. I don't want them to live with them, though.
Nah, then you would have had to bottle feed them, and then the boys would have been like, can we keep her?
If you walk in my house and I'm bottle feeding a deer, call someone and give me some help, okay? We are done.
Call the loony bin.
Call the loony
Allie
bin.
Done lost it.
Allie's harboring deer because she doesn't want her kids to grow up. Here we go. You know it's true.
That's exactly what it would be,
That's
too.
That's what it would be. I don't want my babies to grow up.
Too real. It's that too got real. Too real too fast, G.
Right. Yeah, sorry. There you go. Well, we're back.
I missed it.
And it's good.
Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Wait, a romantic weekend in London, you say?
With who?
Jennifer Hudson, you know, American Idol.
J-Hud?
Hello.
Okay, duh.
And many movies now, including Dreamgirls. Jennifer Hudson and Common.
Huh? Common.
That's what I'm saying.
Common sense Common.
Like Common, yes. Like rapper, actor, movie star, Common.
Whoa.
Spent a romantic weekend in London together.
Are they dating?
They must. Well, romantic means yes.
I mean, I guess.
What else would they be doing? And why would they be spending the whole weekend together in London?
Wow.
There's these pictures of them together. I mean, they don't look bad together. I just feel like there's a big age gap. Like, how old is... I mean, don't get me wrong. Common is hot. But what's the... 42, she was, I guess.
Common's 51.
Okay.
And then J-Hud is what? 40.
Oh, that's not bad. I forget she has a 13-year-old kid.
Wow.
With the guy. Oh, he was on a reality show. She ended up marrying that David Otunga guy, who was also a reality star. But they broke up in 2017. They have a 13-year-old together. And I met Jennifer Hudson at American Idol.
Did you really?
Yeah, she had already been on. It was 2005 or 6. I don't remember. She was walking around doing press interviews, trying to get her career going.
So, because it was after.
And nothing was popping from it. And then she did Dreamgirls, and then it was on.
Yeah, buddy.
I met her in the in-between when she couldn't figure out where she was going after Idol kind of vibe.
And now she can't stop. Can't stop, won't stop. Okay. Now she got a little common sense in the pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I like this. I actually like this a lot because Common's been one of my favorites for quite some time.
I like him.
He got bars. He's a handsome dude. You know what I mean? He's a great actor. Like, he's just an all-around. He's an all-around,
he's
in my opinion.
He's well-rounded.
He does it all.
He does it all. That's right.
He can literally do it all. And I mean, and he's from Chicago. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, he got it like that.
Speaking of well-rounded, have you watched the Arnold documentary on Netflix about Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I did.
Speaking of well-rounded, whether you like him or don't like him, the guy's done everything in the book.
He's done it all and succeeded at it, too.
That
for
was
real.
What made that documentary so good was he was inspired.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I did some push-ups. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't do many. But I got a nice little pump.
I'll be back.
I'll be back after I'm not sore.
Well, that's what we have for you. Go watch the Arnold documentary and Jennifer Hudson and Common. All right. So what happened with you and your wife in the bedroom on vacation?
You was out here just trying to talk about me and my wife in the bedroom.
I mean, you guys are already about to have another baby. So what, you can't keep it together?
This isn't a story of how we got in that situation to begin with.
Okay.
Now, this is a dream sequence, if you will. Because I've told you before, I'm an active sleeper. I'm a spiritual person. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I'm just connected differently. Mm-hmm. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Dog, over the weekend, while we were on vacation, my wife randomly one day wakes me up,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And goes, "You were pulling me in your dream. You know, you were yanking me. You were had me really close. Like, you woke me up,
mm-hmm.
saying that somebody was pulling you. Somebody was pulling me away. Somebody was, and you were saving me."
Yeah.
I got zero recollection of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
No idea what she's talking about. I'm like, okay, sure.
Mm-hmm.
The crazy part about this is that my wife looked me dead in my face and went, "What you didn't know is that in my dream that I was having, somebody was pulling me and was trying to pull me away." So in the same moment that I am grabbing my wife tightly as we're sleeping, going, "They're trying to pull you. I'm saving her." You know what I'm saying? In her dream, she's actually being pulled away from me. So I entered my wife's dream.
Well, yes, yes.
I literally entered my wife's dream.
Okay, but I can come in with a conspiracy theory here and go, well, yeah, if she's getting pulled, so that starts happening in her dream. But did she, you know what I mean? Like, because there was something physically happening to her. What's crazy is she didn't wake up. That's even weirder.
Because she woke me up and was like, "Nah, you were pulling me."
Were you guys in the same place, though, in your dreams or no? Like, where were you at?
I got zero recollection
of
my dream. I don't remember. I don't remember pulling her. I don't remember feeling like she was being pulled. I got nothing. She's the one that gave me every piece of the account. And by her accounts, we were in separate dreams.
Yeah.
I was cuffed. When I cuffed her tightly, it woke her up.
Okay.
She was being pulled before I woke her up. Now, when I grabbed her and like yanked her close and was like, "They're trying to pull you," she was already being pulled in her dream. So it was like I saved her from being pulled away.
This is weird.
It's really weird. And I got nothing for it besides the fact that I'm mind blown that I entered my wife's dream. I feel like I can astral project now. I just don't know how to do it.
What the heck? I don't know what astral project means.
Astral projection. You ain't never seen Doctor Strange?
No.
Astral projection is when you can out of body experience. You can project yourself and do, you know, third person basically.
But it's also easier afterwards to be like, "We were in each other's dreams." Just like, it's like, I knew that was going to happen. Well, everybody can say that after the fact, right? You're like, "Well, I was pulling her, I swear."
I want to deny it though, because I don't remember it.
So weird.
She looked me up and down and was like, "Yeah, I was getting pulled in my dream and you saved me in yours," or whatever you were doing. Like, I don't know how you knew
you know
that
what?
I was being being pulled in my dream, but she was being pulled, and I stopped her from being pulled.
Everybody, we talk about going camping this summer. It ain't happening, because DZ's going to attack people when they're sleeping, and he's not going to have any memory of it.
I'm trying to save you.
The wife, though, being pulled, and you pulling, and having two separate dreams at the same time is very odd, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's the strangest story I've ever heard.
That's goofy, man, because we were, it's not like we were sitting there talking about anything beforehand. Yeah. I've never heard of anybody intermingling or intertwining dreams before.
Yeah, that's weird.
It was very strange in my opinion.
Like, it would take a full documentary of multiple couples telling stories like this for me to believe. Do you see what I mean? I need something like that.
Netflix, get to work.
A story. 414-533-1037. I'm going to take your weird dream stories. Like, have you ever been intertwined in somebody else's dreams in the same room or bed? That's weird.
Have you ever entered anybody else's dream?
No.
I didn't know that was possible. Straight up.
I mean, I had the one that a lot of women have that where you wake up and you think your partner cheated and you're mad at them, but they didn't. It was a dream.
Oh, it was a dream, but it felt real, so now you're mad at it.
Now I'm mad. Uh-huh. We're mad all day. Pissed off. He cheated on me last night, didn't he? I saw it in my dream, you jerk.
Doesn't matter that it was in my dream. I seen it with my own eyes.
The irony in that.
Still can't see a cell phone in a dream, though, huh?
Nope.
You'll see everything but a phone.
But I saw the cheating, let me tell you.
But no, I entered my wife's dream and I saved her. I saved my wife in her dream, and I got zero recollection of it. I know people have talked about this concept before, but this is for like, this is a fantasy land thing.
This is
for people that believe in different, in witchcraft, let's just call it. This is for people that believe in like,
I don't even think it's witchcraft.
Outer-worldly things.
You have to believe in that kind of stuff, though. That's what I'm saying with the documentary. I need the documentary with repeated stories like this to believe it. That's where I'm at.
Well, we gonna work on the documentary right now. Anybody ever entered somebody's dream?
That's weird. That is so weird. 414-533-1037. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Make sure you go to 1037KISSFM.com. Enter the word happy. You can have until 9 o'clock because we're giving away an iPad. It's right there on the front page of our website, HAPPY.
That would make you happy, right?
Yes. We could call you tomorrow and say, you won an iPad.
Congratulations.
Okay, so you were talking about how you and your wife were having a dream and you swear that in your dream you were pulling her and in her dream she was being pulled, weirdly.
I don't know what I was dreaming about. I was physically pulling my wife in real life. Not in my dream. In real life. I was sleeping and pulling my wife.
And then that mode made her feel like she was getting pulled in her dream.
No. She woke up because I told her somebody was pulling her.
Mm-hmm.
But in her dream, before I woke her up, she was getting pulled.
Weird.
So it's like, it was my reaction happened when she was literally asleep, no movement, no nothing. And I said, you know, you're being pulled, you're being pulled. I was asleep. I don't know what was going on. I don't even have a recollection of this.
But she said
that before I woke her up, because I woke her up by pulling her. Before I woke her up, she was getting pulled in her dream. It's like some weird astral projection, dream telepathy, something, something. There's probably a science and a study already being done on this for real.
I need a documentary on it. Kathleen, though, is in New Berlin this morning. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning.
Hey. You out here traveling in somebody's dream?
Yeah, right?
Well, it was a few years ago, and I work in healthcare. This was before COVID. I have to say that. And,
true.
Pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID. And me and my best friend both had the same dream. And I will admit, me and my best friend do not live in the same house at all.
Ooh.
But we work together. And we both work in the OR, and we both had the same dream of us doing our surgery, and something went awry, and we had to call a code and a massive transfusion, and it turned into a very bad case.
Wait, you both had the same dream that you lost a patient, basically?
Yeah, basically,
And say it.
And the next morning, we both started at 5 a.m. At that time, so we both, walking at 5 a.m., and we just both look like not very happy. And she kind of looked at me, she goes, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I had a terrible dream. She goes, me too. And I go, what'd you dream about? I'm like, and she told me, I'm like, I had the same dream. And I go, you were in it. She goes, you were in my dream.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. Ew. Yeah. And it was bad. We both had the same people in our dream, the same surgeon, the same anesthesia tech. I received anesthesia.
And we worked with the same team that day.
Wow, and it happened.
No, it didn't. Nobody.
Oh,
no,
thank you,
God. No,
thank you.
DZ. No, nobody died, thank God.
Hey, you never know. And it's healthcare. Honestly, it happens all the time. You got to be a realist. Yep. When a dream is that legit, I would have been like, listen, I got to remove myself.
I feel
way too connected to this right now. I can't do this. If we go through with this, y'all, this is going to happen. No. No, thank you. Bye.
Well, that's the thing. You're like, if in case it happens, I have to change fate. So I'm removing myself from this situation.
Exactly.
We both looked at each other. We were like, we have to wear our lucky scrub hats today. We have to wear our lucky socks. I'm like, I'm going to change shoes because I remember the shoes I wore in the dream. Like, nope.
I wonder happened the day before that got you two both in a situation where you were dreaming about losing a patient, man.
Who knows, man?
That's weird.
She was on vacation the whole week prior.
So she got no reason to have dreamed about it.
No, like she just came back from Cancun, if I remember right.
That's why
she was like totally chilling.
That's why she had a nightmare, because she's coming back from Cancun to work, dude. Come on. Like, of course she had a nightmare. She's going back to work.
So then what's her excuse?
I was at the hospital all weekend, so it really didn't matter.
And you got to go back too, so you're having a nightmare.
Yeah.
No, that's weird.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing, Kathleen. That's a weird story. But I'm glad nobody died. That's the
truth. Moral of the story.
Thank God.
Appreciate you calling. Call it Kathleen. Have a good rest of your day.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye.
Well, you and Kathleen, go have your weird dreams together.
Dream telepathy, baby.
Yes.
Told you it's a thing.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.